Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Oh, good evening, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you is that we would like to know, sir, is, well, are you a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Do you feel this, your storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, sir? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'm sorry, you broke up, ma'am. What was that?
Yeah. I was asking, do you feel your storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? You feel it is or it is not?
It is.
Oh, okay. And, well, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or it's made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored, sir? Would you support or oppose that?
I'd probably oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, that's kind of a two-way question. So all guns should be put up our kids' way. Excuse me. But also, on the other hand, all kids should, if you have a child around, they should know not to touch any weapon unless talked to.
Okay.
And that's the biggest issue right now is they're not teaching kids about what guns do, and that's why you end up with 12 and 13-year-olds just killing people.
I see, sir. Your feedback is welcome. But in response to what I mentioned, would you say that you lean more towards supporting or you lean more towards opposing what I just read?
Like I said, that's kind of
not a
probably
problem.
Opposing.
Oppose? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. And moving on. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Would you support or oppose that?
Probably support that one.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. What about a lock container or case? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, there are certain times for it, but when I've opposed most of them. So, once again, it just depends on the situation. So, one question I'd probably ask you is, somebody's trying to break in your house, are you going to have time to unlock it to get to it?
I understand, sir, and your feedback is highly welcome. Well, knowing that, sir, would you lean more towards supporting or opposing it then?
Opposing it.
Okay. What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, it's your right to buy one, so I could support that if you want to buy it.
No problem. All right. Well, would you support or oppose a state law requirement that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. What about a combination lock? Would you support or oppose it?
On the combination lock, it could also be off identification on your fingers. Would that be the same, or you're talking about turning a lock?
It doesn't specify, sir. It doesn't specify, but that's okay. What about, oh, this one does say, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Would you support or oppose that?
As a state law, I would probably oppose of it, but it's the individual's right if he wants to get it or not.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your feedback. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded, sir? It should or should not?
No, it shouldn't be unloaded.
Shouldn't be. Oh, okay. And moving on, so my other question to you would be is, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it's not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say that yes, that's secure, or you feel no, it's not secure?
Not secure.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. Moving on quickly. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant, all right? Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
Oppose it.
Oppose it. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. And moving on, sir, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make a record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Oppose it. Okay, moving on, sir. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or other?
A Republican.
Republican. All right. And would you say that your age is between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Less than 64.
Oh, okay. No problem. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, Anglo, black, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. All right, sir. And I know the answer to this. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.